Piggy French, what can I say? 0.1. Could it get any closer?
No, but I won badminton by a quarter of a second from Oliver Townend. So it's just how the sport is. You know, there are no margins for error at all. And but we've both tried, me and Vinir Kamira have both tried our absolute best, and there was nothing, no area we could have tried harder. And I'm genuinely very pleased and extremely excited that it was Mrs. Funnel's day, because no one deserves it more.
We'll talk about your lovely friendship with Pippa Funnel in just a moment. But first, going back to the show jumping, what was it like?
Well, not that great, to be honest, because I had number one down, which is never great because there's quite a long way to go after that. And so that was disappointing, really, to feel that you go in the ring. Usually it takes a few fences to, you know, try and go a bit lower usually. But no, it was number one. So the rest of the round felt quite lucky. And I was just glad it was just one and not sort of three or four that it felt like it could have been. But
I mean, competition at the top is intense, isn't it? You talk about first place, second place, third place, but you're competing against the best horses in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, the top three horses, with all being that close, they all deserved to win as far as the horses are concerned. Bannermore Class has been an extraordinary horse over the years for Oliver, and has been not out of the top three or top five in the last 6 5 stars, which I can't remember the last horse who did that. Pippa is a complete legend of the sport. And my little mare has been second here before and fifth and won badminton, and is, you know, hopefully a little horse that people think of as a legend in the sport as well. So to be honest, it could have gone any way, and all three horses, well, Pippa's horse is a young one, but my horse and Oliver's horse would have deserved it, and I think Pippa does.
You go a long way back with Pippa, don't you? And what's it like to compete against someone you're so close to?
Yeah, it's good. It's good, but we have done
a little bit of banter.
A lot of banter, quite a lot of mick take. We keep it real. But I just, you know, we are great friends, and, you know, I don't want to get too soft and too soppy, but I genuinely do think her horsemanship, her attention to detail, and her complete love for what she does and love for her horses just goes so far. And just should be such an inspiration to so many people, because you don't see so much of that in today's. It's all about horsemanship with her and her attention to detail, and it's just a privilege to be a part of. And I'm so glad I've been a part of. It's been an era of mine that I've been able to be inspired by someone like Pippa.